It is time for Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. Welcome aboard, each and every one. We appreciate you, appreciate your input. Folks who send us notes and say, shut up, Terry, let Haley talk. I don't think Haley wants to talk the whole hour. She's got her little cool beverage. Is that a cool beverage? No, it's a hot beverage.
I have a cool and a hot.
You haven't worn that blanket for a few days in here.
I know, that's why I have my hot tea to warm me
did
up.
Did you take your blanket home to wash it? Is that what happened?
I do wash it pretty frequently. But it's still a thousand
degrees today. You're not hot in here.
Have you felt it in the newsroom? It is frigid.
I wish I could feel it in the newsroom.
Yeah, this part of the building still being cheated out of proper air conditioning.
Today is 50 days.
Oh,
50 days we've been without AC here in the studio.
The truth is, we don't own this building anymore. We're moving in a few weeks. I saw some people post today online that it's moving day. Well, it is for a few people at work here, but yes, we're still here for
none of the people that you actually hear on the radio moving day, but I guess whatever.
Right. I got a few emails from people who were at the new office. Terry, I need you to do this. Terry, I need you to do that. Terry, do this. Okay. See you guys later. By the way, just got an email, and I don't know, it was an hour ago, from the management.
Ooh.
Congratulating Mr. Paul Miles on 30 years.
30. I don't want to be that person because I know this would make him mad, but that's 2 years older than me.
I know. Just think about that. He was already 2 years into working here. You were born.
Before I was even a twinkle in my parents' eye.
How do you know you were a twinkle?
I know I probably wasn't. I was a vast disappointment.
Well, no. It started as a twinkle, and then when she actually showed up, they went, this is not what we twinkled.
This is not
the twinkle result we imagined. Anyway, congratulations to Mr. Paul Miles, who's been here. I remember when he walked through the door, because I've been here. I'm in my 38th year now.
It's you and then Paul for the second longest, do you think?
Yes, it is.
I heard we have another 30 coming up here pretty soon.
Tony Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
You know there'll be some sort of ginormous celebration for that, though. Morning man.
He's a morning man. They carry him around on a throne.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he Frosty on another station when
Excuse
he got started?
Me?
I think so.
His name was Frosty?
Wasn't he like Frosty, like or the sidekick of Frosty?
Oh.
There was a show on in Louisville on some little station that 9 people listened to, and he was part of the morning show before he came to HAS.
Please tell me he was Frosty's sidekick.
I think he was a sidekick.
Nothing could be better than that.
Like Frosty and the Shovel or something like that. It was one of those morning team names.
Frosty and the Snowman.
And then our company heard him and said, we want him on our station.
Frosty and the Bite.
Oh,
I don't know. He's the Bite.
Now, that's a cool, Pretenders cover band.
He does bite, I'll tell you that.
Well, we'll have to find out what that is. I am not making this up. He was on a show. I don't even think, it wasn't on for that long, but there was somebody named Frosty. They come up with these names. Well, Tony Cruz isn't his name.
Isn't his name, right. He already is.
He was given that name, Tony Cruz. His first name is Tony Anthony. And he was given that name by Skip Essick, who was our program director, who also couldn't even pronounce his own name correctly when he was on the air. This is Skip Essex on News Radio 840. That was 84 WHS. This is Skip Essex. The man's name is Essick, and I would say to him sometimes, why do you mispronounce your own name? Shut up. That's all he'd say.
Really? I would say you get the excuse if maybe the next sentence starts with the S, and that's where the...
He's slurring it in.
Yeah, but... 840 doesn't, that's an easy cutoff there.
He named him Tony Cruz. I guess Tom Cruise was having a big day around then, having a lot of popular movies. And look, Tom Cruise has swung around. He's got the biggest movie of the year already.
Yeah, that would have been the early 90s. So yep. we would have already gone through Top Gun. Would that have been right around the time of maybe The Firm, something like that?
Oh, that's a good call on that one. Great film.
And he was the highest paid celebrity in
Hollywood.
What was
the one they made up in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky? Rain Man.
Yes.
A lot of that was shot up in Northern Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. That's him.
Because Tom Cruise came in the building to do at that time he had to do satellite interviews, and he had to come in and do something. And they're like, hey, look who that is. Came in with Frank Zappa's kid.
What?
Yep, they were. He was shooting Rain Man up in northern Kentucky.
And was he like a cool guy, leather jacket?
Well, he didn't say anything to anybody.
No,
just came in.
Yeah, we weren't Scientologists, so he probably wasn't allowed to talk to him.
Yeah.
They ran him immediately back to one of the back studios, and he did his little satellite interview and was gone. I was like, oh, okay.
Dweezil probably wanted to talk to everybody, though.
Probably. Dweezil. I was busy doing my afternoon show. I just saw a flash. Oh, look who it is. Gone.
Who's that midget? Oh, that's Tom Cruise.
That's probably the scenes they were shooting. Weren't they trying to find a place for his brother to see Judge Wapner? That was the whole obsession he had. Rain Man.
Yeah.
I got to see.
Had to watch People's Court.
So they were knocking on people's doors saying, can my brother come in and watch your TV? What? It was an interesting thing.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, nobody knew what autism was at that point. But he was, you know, somewhere on the spectrum, Raymond was.
Anyway, that was a compelling film. And I think it's from around that time. Rain Man. Probably an Academy Award winner.
I'm sure it was at least nominated.
Tom Cruise having a big life around that time. And look at him, though, at this moment. We see him here with this huge movie. He's got a new girlfriend, according to TMZ.
No.
I think so.
Is she older than his Paul Miles' working career or no?
That's a good question, but I'm going to take the under on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up and we will have a...
He was seen somewhere in the last few weeks. It wasn't at Wimbledon, because that was like 4th of July time, or the week after 4th of July.
He was seen canoodling?
He was at Wimbledon. He looked sharp. Looked like James Bond. Because, you know, when you go to Wimbledon, the whole thing is to dress so that when they show you on camera, it's like, there is a man who's living the ultimate life, living his best life. But I don't think he had some honey near him. I think he was just a few rows behind Kate Middleton, and they caught some photos of him, like, glancing over, like, hello. Yeah, she's spoken for.
No, conspiracy theory. They're a thing.
No.
I'm convinced.
Remember he touched her when she showed up for the premiere of the Top Gun film? He touched her arm or whatever. You're not supposed to do that with royalty.
And it set everyone aflame, yeah. And then wasn't he recently moved? He got an apartment in London?
Yep.
To be closer to his girlfriend, Kate Middleton. I'm just saying it started here. This conspiracy floats.
TMZ is saying his on-again, off-again girlfriend is Haley Atwell. And this has been going on for a little bit.
How does she spell Haley?
The same way.
No way!
Yep, H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
That never happens.
But nobody really knows if they are actually an item, but she is 10 years older than Miles' career.
She is 40 years old?
She is 40 years old.
And he's 60. Yeah, he's somewhere
I think he's a little older than
60,
right?
61. All right, good.
That's right.
Good. So it's not a 22-year-old. So
but
yeah, he is
20,
60, yes.
20-year age difference.
Yeah, but when these guys who are 68 and they date somebody who's 23, it's like, come on, let's stop this.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? And when you go to sleep at 7:30 and she says, I'm going out with my friends, and comes home at 2. Like, oh, that's a great life together.
20 years age difference is not a thing for him, though. Katie Holmes has got to be in that ballpark, too. Yeah, she's 17 years difference.
Yeah. I like Katie Holmes.
Let's see. Nicole Kidman
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman was only 5 years younger than him.
And
Mimi Rogers, first wife, was actually older than him by 6 years.
Ooh, hello. 6 years.
Mimi's friends back in the day. Hey, Cradle Robber.
Look at you.
Oh, he's just some new actor. He'll never make it. But, you know, I thought, what in the... Whatever. Worked out. Seems to have worked out. I haven't heard Mimi's name called out for any top-line credits of late.
No, I'd not say so.
What do we know? Man, I'm catty tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah, what's in the water?
We started talking about Paul Miles and how great it is. And his celebrity friends. I posted a photo of him with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Jennifer Lawrence. And he said on the air today, can we work out a deal so that we can get either Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer Aniston to come by?
Yes.
To make his triple crown of Jennifers.
Come on.
I think we could get another J name. We could probably get Papa John to swing by.
Not anymore. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got to get into the Bill Maher thing that we ran out of time for last night here, body positivity and whether this is a bad idea for the culture. On the way, it's Haley and Nobbs. It's why I'm spreading out of wings tonight.
baby, how you feeling?
Bill Maher from his HBO show last Friday night.
You can make believe you're fighting some great social justice battle for a besieged minority, but what you're really doing is enabling addicts, which I thought we decided was bad. It's not just the drawstring business suits. Companies like Nike, Sports Illustrated, Victoria's Secret, companies that are specifically about fitness, nevertheless promote people who are plainly not into fitness. People like Adele face shame campaigns for losing weight. This is madness. There's a reason the first thing your doctor does is make you step on a scale. Well,
he's talking about body positivity and all the glorification of people. It's like, you just do you.
He's real mad at fat people.
He is. He talked about the military, how we're not fit to fight. The 17 to 24 year olds are not fit to fight. Goes on.
There's a popular T-shirt that says, I don't owe no man a flat stomach. Okay, no one said you did. You do you. But you're not a freedom fighter because you want to keep eating donuts.
His audience eats it up, of course.
Poor diet is the leading cause of mortality in the United States. New York Times. Okay. Of course, we're talking about heart disease and cancer and diabetes, but also, as COVID has taught us, obesity is horrible for the immune system.
Then he shows a chart of all the number of people who are overweight who died from COVID. So he makes some valid points in here. The whole issue is how we address folks who need some cheering up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that he's in his own headspace. It's so much easier to criticize others than to look in the mirror and criticize yourself. And for some reason, he's got this something out against fat people and saying, oh, Victoria's Secret promoting plus size models. Well, that's great. It's because people have been dying for a little more inclusion, more people in the campaigns. I don't want to see skinny blonde white women anymore. Give me some more size. Give me some more color. But he's so concerned about, oh, well, what they're doing, being fat is so bad. If I want to eat donuts and eat myself to death, that's my right. Let me do that. It's not impacting you at all. None of that is under his control.
Here's more from Maher, Bill Maher. I always say his last name wrong.
Now, the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me. Of course you can get away with anything bad for you when you're young, but let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a fat 90-year-old?
That's the point he's getting to, is that it kills off people too early.
Great, let it kill me. That's my right. It doesn't matter.
My question is, since you said it doesn't affect you, or it doesn't affect him, people's health as they go through life affects all of us because we all have to pay for health insurance.
Correct.
The more people use it, the more expensive it becomes for
everyone
else.
Okay, and then another argument. I bet the people he's talking about, if he's talking about, oh, the Sports Illustrated campaigns, those are just plus-size people. They're not fat. If they went to a doctor, the doctor would say, oh, you're a little overweight, but it's not going to impact you right now. It's people so afraid of just anyone different than what they normally see on TV or in magazines.
And that's what he's saying. It's body positivity. It is positive posturing. But whether or not you are leading someone down, your exaggerated fawning is leading someone to keep on an unhealthy path. Are you? Because I think he says later in there, you have blood on your hands.
Right.
If you are telling people, you just do you, you're great.
How dare you love the body that you're in? How dare you actually like the way you look for once? How dare you see someone that looks like you on TV?
He's an old man, like always. People always say, oh, you're an old man. Nobody cares what you think.
This old guy?
He's already achieved so much, and yet he's still goal-oriented and still focused. And he has a 5-year plan.
What is it? Don't die?
That's what Vinetti says to me all the time. And this scene, this is from Better Call Saul.
I mean, I'm a civilian. I'm not your lawyer anymore. I'm nobody's lawyer. The fun's over. From here on out, I'm Mr. Low Profile, just another douchebag with a job and 3 pairs of Dockers. If I'm lucky, a month from now, best case scenario, I'm managing a Cinnabon in Omaha.
If I die with a Cinnabon in my mouth, I died happily.
You're happy.
I want you guys to know that.
Exactly.
I don't get them very often. I told earlier the story with Mary and the kids. We drove up to Michigan, and we stopped at some truck stop, and they had Cinnabon in the truck stop. They were making them in there, and I was like, we got to have these. And then I ate a sample, and then we put them in the refrigerator in our Michigan house, and then when it was time to move out of the house a week later, they were still in the refrigerator. Threw them away.
Come on. No, you take them with you on the drive
home.
Window
dressing. It's like I got tricked into that. But it's like, yeah, it was good for that one little burst, but I couldn't eat that every day.
If it makes you happy, get the Cinnabon.
Cinnabon. Yeah, I would not be a good manager of a Cinnabon. I'd be telling people, you've had enough of those.
Except you would be telling it to yourself.
That's true.
You'd be like, you've had enough.
Looking in the mirror.
Let me have that extra one.
When we come back, there is a sportscaster named Fred Calgill on WLKY who's lodged a lawsuit against Trinity High School. Why? Because Fred was mowed over by a football play that went out of bounds where he was filming the game last year. Questions now arise from people in the media like, are you going to ruin life for all of us, Fred? We'll come back and talk about it. About a year ago, in August of 2021, high school football got underway, Haley.
Mm.
Carmel came down from Indianapolis to play Trinity High School.
That's a big deal right there.
Carmel's good ball squad, and Trinity, of course, legendary. Well, lots of reporters gather.
Of course.
You ever done that? You ever gone on the sidelines with a little camera or whatever?
Yeah, I believe they call it a gaggle.
Gaggle. Sidelines. You're up close. Football's a violent game.
Yeah, one of the most violent of the games.
So you shouldn't be looking at your phone, looking at Snapchat. You got to be looking up. You got to pay attention.
Right, right.
Occasionally we see those videos of like a reporter on the sidelines, even when they're warming up, get hit in the head with a football.
Mm-hmm.
And because your back's to the field because you're talking to your ESPN.
You're doing a stand-up,
camera.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in the Trinity and Carmel game, a Trinity player ran into Fred Calgill of WLKY last year. Here he is on the radio with me a few weeks after it happened.
I was standing by the pylon on the visitor's end, and he came right into my knee. I had nowhere to go. You know, it's a very shallow sideline over there, maybe only 10 steps to the fence and or the brick wall and or the stands. And it was a packed sideline with Carmel there, and I had guys on both sides of my shoulders and somebody right behind me. I hesitated. I shouldn't have. And it cost me. So, but one of a longtime friend I've not seen in years. Quick story: last Tuesday went for the MRI. We go today. Get out of the car, and by coincidence, he's standing there, and he reintroduced himself and said, "You know, it wasn't your fault." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I was standing right behind you at Trinity watching the game, and had you not taken it, somebody else was going to get it."
Ooh, somebody else was going to get it. So they were in tight, close proximity, and. But Trinity hasn't changed the situation over all these years.
No, no.
I mean,
and I would guess that maybe not to the extent of how severe the injuries were, but I would guess stuff like this happens often.
People get run into, they don't come up with the same result. But Fred Calgill has now filed a lawsuit against Trinity High School. According to the lawsuit, Trinity utterly failed to warn the plaintiff that the sideline was overcrowded and unsafe for him to enter to be able to shoot film and perform his job for which Calgill was sent. He's lost functional ability to his leg and body as a whole, impairing his ability to earn money now and in the future. That's all written by his lawyer.
Read the part about his leg again. His leg is complete.
He's lost functional ability to his leg and body as a whole, impairing his ability to earn money now and in the future.
Very, very severe accusations.
That is, except he's playing golf. He's living his life.
I was in
a golf thing with him last week. And so, obviously, it's a lawyer. It's not the hammer. It's not Daryl Isaacs because he loves Trinity.
Yeah, he's not going against
his
baby.
No, the hammer's not going against Trinity High School. So the hammer might help Trinity High School fight against this. But, I mean, I'm just guessing out loud here. We all love Fred. Fred's a good dude. I don't know if this is the best result.
Move.
Because, yeah, I mean, he still wants to work. I mean, people are going on they're trashing him on all the comment threads. Here's an example. Oh, my God, Fred, this is embarrassing for you and for WLKY. how utterly ridiculous and frivolous. You know the risk you face when you're on the sidelines. Were you paying attention to the action on the field? Ludicrous.
Also some good points being made. And it is true. It's unfortunate that WLKY gets pulled into it, because every time we talk, we're like, oh, WLKY sports director, we have to say that. So I think he's putting LKY in a tough situation. I think he's putting journalists that report at sporting events in a really tough situation, because maybe now they're going to lose access to the sidelines, to fields. They're going to lose any credential at all to go to games. You know, who knows how far they could take it. But
yeah, they could push people all outside and then just say, well, put a drone up. You can take highlights of our game that way.
Ugh, and then you don't imagine?
You don't get the flavor of a game. You're lucky enough to be down there on the field. You got to have your eyes on. Your head's on a swivel all the time. You're watching because anytime there's play going on, because you know, obviously this sort of thing can happen. A kid flies out of bounds and lands on your leg.
I have a compromise for him. You know how at baseball games, every once in a while, the announcer will say, look out for foul balls. Just do that at a football game. Look out for running backs.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if you're on the field. But it does add a lot to the story when you're able to hear what's being said between coaches and players. If you're in the media and you're lucky enough to have that close proximity, that takes away a whole lot of the reporting capabilities of anybody if they put you up in the stands and all you hear is the roar of the crowd.
Yeah, it takes away a lot of personality.
Yeah, you just don't get any information that way. And it also puts all of us in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us, oh, here comes trouble. Here comes the litigious media. And so here we go. I do have a question. How come LKY isn't taking care of the bills for Fred Calgill? I mean, they're insured.
Right.
That's his job.
It's
He's
a
working
workplace
for them.
Injury.
If I get hurt here working for us, whether I'm here or at some remote somewhere, I'd be covered by the company's insurance. That's just the deal. And so what is this about? Why would you sue Trinity High School?
Yeah.
I mean, Fred works at lots of different high school fields, as do all other members of the media who are interested in sports and are there to get highlights for their shows. And that's part and parcel of the job situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenges therein. I mean, you got to watch out what you're doing. That's, you know, it's sad that happened to him, but I don't know how far this litigation could go.
Right.
I can't imagine it goes very far. I mean, how was it worded? He lost what ability in his leg?
His leg and body as a whole, impairing his ability to earn money now and in the future. How's that? He's working tonight.
Right. Well, and that's what I don't understand. I mean, like you said, you played golf with him last week, or you saw him at a golf event.
Yeah, he was in another foursome, but he
tweeted about playing golf. He's been tweeting about playing golf different places for months. So if you can get around a golf course, I would think you could get around a TV station all right.
I'm just guessing the opposing attorney, the one defending Trinity High School, or the attorneys, will be pretty rough on Fred.
That's
Fred's
what
a pretty
I would
sensitive
think.
Person. I don't think he's going to enjoy that part of the ride.
No.
Because they're not going to write him a check. I mean, they're going to have to go duke it out.
I just don't know what he is thinking. I don't know what's in his head. And is
LKY going to pay Fred's legal fees, or is this a contingency
thing?
There's
no way.
There's a lawyer who would have put it on contingency. Whatever we get, I get 40%.
In Fred's lawsuit, evidently, I heard Paul say earlier, he is asking for legal fees from Trinity.
Well,
so,
hell, you can ask for whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure he's hoping he wins and he gets that.
I'd also like a super Walmart, you know, whatever. I'd like to own Dick's Sporting Goods. Well, we'll see how all that goes, but it's going to be odd for all of us in the media because, you know, you're messing with our ability to work in close proximity by suing, and it puts all of us in a kind of an odd position. By the way, tomorrow morning on Nick Coffey's show on 790 KRD, Tony Vannetti is going to appear. And Nick Coffey tweeted this. Tomorrow morning on 790 KRD, we get the Trinity Shamrock side of this with Vannetti, who then quote tweets it and says, should be fun, but I do not represent the Rocks in any legal fashion. Yeah, that's good of you. Make note of that.
Smart.
The Rocks don't want you in that position, but Eddie, be careful what you say.
They want to take away that diploma you got from them if they could.
Diploma?
What do I always call it? Ceremonial.
Yeah, it's honorary.
All We had big time, as always. All right, tomorrow night at this time, UK will be playing basketball.
Go Cats.
Let's go Cats.
Go Cats, big blue.
Tomorrow night. They come on at 6:30 on Wednesday and Thursday. So Dr. Wayne Tuckson's show is on next, where they're talking medical advice.
Oh, good.
So we can just sit back and just get a little medical advice.
Lovely.
I hope he doesn't say monkeypox, because then I just start getting the willies.
Finicky.
I am that way. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.